Let's move on because I want you to meet James O'Connor from Tlahan. And the reason James is with us this afternoon is because he is doing a 24-hour sheep shearing event tomorrow and Saturday in West Kerry to help raise funds for his sister, Mary. James, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Lovely to chat to you. Tell us first of all about Mary, because Mary has really been through the wars in the last while with her health.
She has, yeah. Well, she's the oldest of four kids. She's the only girl in our family. She's 43 years old, Deirdre. She was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer in May of last year. And unfortunately, we found out this year that it has metastasized into her lungs now as well.
Okay, so an awful shock, I can imagine. And Mary has two young children.
That's correct, yeah. She has a daughter, Aideen, aged 4, and a son, Padraig, aged 8.
Okay. And I know that you're all determined to keep positive for Mary and for the kids, and you want to try and get her the best treatment as that she possibly can to prolong her life for as long as possible. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, so she has been to Germany for treatment where she received dendritic cell treatment, so hopefully we'll have a positive result out of that in here, hopefully.
Okay, and for what treatment in Germany did you say, James?
It's dendritic cell treatment.
Okay, and that's a specific type of treatment for cancer, is it?
That's correct, yeah. It would be something along the lines of stem cell treatment.
Okay, and how is she doing after that?
She's good. She's a bit tired at times, all right, but she's staying positive, and she's fighting all the time, in fairness. She's not giving up anyway. She's not going to go down without a battle.
Ah, fair play. And James, you have decided, I know there's a GoFundMe as well, and we'll talk about that in a second, but you've decided to do a sheep shearing event. Are you someone who works with sheep normally, or how did this all come about?
Yeah, well, I'm a full-time farmer myself, and I do a lot of sheep shearing. I do contract shearing around the country for the summer, so I decided that I'd do a 24-hour sheep shearing thing to help raise money for my sister to aid with the medical costs and travel costs and all of that.
A lovely thing to do, and a very unusual fundraiser as well, James.
Not too often. They don't happen too often anyway, that's for sure. It's a bit of a mammoth task to take on, but we'll get there.
You'll get there. Well, I was going to say it beats the hell out of a head shave or a cake sale or anything, sheep shearing. So excuse my ignorance now, but how long would it take to shear a sheep normally?
Normally you'd be shearing around 35 sheep an hour, give or take there or thereabouts.
35 an hour?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, so it's quite quick then?
It's, yeah, once you get used to it, and if you stay at it for long enough, you'll get good at it and you'll be able to get out these numbers in the time.
So, you're going to start shearing sheep exactly when?
6 o'clock tomorrow evening, and I'll finish at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening.
That's a lot of sheep, James.
It is. We're in the middle of getting ready at the minute, and there just seems to be no income. It's just a long line of sheep all the time.
Oh, my God. And what do you use? What's the implement?
Well, we use a machine for shearing.
Yeah, a special machine. A handheld machine, I presume.
Yeah, it's run off a motor, and you have a handpiece with blades on it that will cut the wool as you push it through the wool.
So you have sheep yourself, do you?
I do, yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so I presume all the neighbours and friends who are in the same line of business are going to take full advantage of your sheep shearing escapades, are they?
Well, no, to be honest with you, I'm very grateful to all our neighbours and friends that have been more than willing to help us out with this. It's a big undertaking. It's a lot of work to get it organised, to get the sheep together, and we've got some very good neighbours that have given us sheep and are people helping us out, getting them ready and getting the whole thing organised.
My God, it sounds like a massive undertaking. So I know it's probably a tough question, James, but roughly how many sheep do you think you'll get through in the 24 hours?
It's hard to put a figure on it, but I'm hoping to over 500 anyway would be my, somewhere between 500-600, hopefully it may be more if everything goes right on the time.
Oh, brilliant. Where are you going to do this?
So it's been held in Clahan Village here in West Kerry at O'Connor's Bar and Guest House. There's a marquee up at the back of it, and that's where we're going to hold the event tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. There'd be a big crowd there, I'd say, to cheer you on.
Hopefully there will anyway.
Yeah. Do you have a record for how many sheep you've sheared in the one day before, prior to this, James?
My own personal best would be 340 in a normal day would have been the biggest number I would have done myself.
I'd say you were fairly tired after that.
There was no need of a sleeping tablet that night anyway, Deirdre, that's for sure.
And what does your sister Mary make of all this?
She's delighted. She's very overwhelmed by it, and she's very emotional about the whole thing, to be honest.
Yeah. And I know I was looking online this morning because you mentioned to me when we spoke earlier in the week, James, that there was a GoFundMe page, and there's already a lot of money raised for Mary and the family just to you know cover her expenses for as long as she needs it. People have been incredibly generous.
They have been unbelievable. My sister, myself, our whole family have been absolutely blown away by the generosity and the kindness of people and for everything they've done for my sister and her family and for us as a family ourselves. We'll be forever grateful for what people have done for us, to be honest.
Yeah, you've got great friends and neighbours, obviously. And of course, Mary's going to need that money going forward because a lot of these treatments and travel and all that all adds up, and she's probably hasn't been able to work and stuff in the meantime.
No, she's been out of work, and as you said, unfortunately, with the cost of the treatments and the travel and everything, it all adds up very fast, and money doesn't grow on trees either, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. And there's two kids as well here in the middle of all this who you want to look out for.
Yeah,
as well.
Two young kids that have their whole lives ahead of them. We want to try and do our best for them and keep their mother with them for as long as we possibly can.
Yeah. How old are they, your niece and nephew?
Padraig is 8 and Aideen is 4.
4 and 8. Okay. So listen, James, people can head along to Clahan tomorrow evening if they want, because I'd say the crack will be mighty. But how can they help out if they want to donate or whatever?
Well, as you said, Deirdre, we have the GoFundMe page where people can donate through that. Or tomorrow at the event, there'll be collection buckets and things like that and sponsorship cards. A lot of people have been very good to sponsor me to do the shearing event as well. So we've been gathering money that way as well.
And how can they find the GoFundMe page? What's it called?
It's Mary's Cancer Treatment Fund.
Mary's Cancer Treatment Fund. Very good. Well, listen, you better go to bed early tonight now, James.
A good night's sleep will be needed, all right.
Are you looking forward to it? I'd say it'll be good fun anyway, although a bit hard on the body, maybe.
It will be hard on the body. There's no point saying any different. But I am looking forward to it, and hopefully everything will go well. And get a bit nervous, all right. But there's a lot of excitement building around it now as well, and looking forward to just getting started and getting into it.
Yeah, well, fair play. And you know what? Fair play to you for coming up with such a genius, a different way to raise money and raise funds, because it's very novel. And I know a lot of people will just head along just to watch the whole thing in action. She has a pretty amazing brother anyway in you, James. So well done to you.
And thank you very much, Deirdre.
Good luck tomorrow. And listen, will you pass on our best wishes to Mary and her family, and tell her we're all rooting for her and we all wish her all the very best?
I will do. Thank you very much, Deirdre.
Lovely to talk to you, James. Well done.
Okay. Bye now.
That's James O'Connor there from Clahan, doing a 24-hour sheep shearing event tomorrow evening. Head along to Clahan if you can to see him in action. He'll be shearing sheep for 24 hours, and it's all to raise money for his sister, Mary Lynch, who's going through a really tough time health-wise at the moment. But we'll stay positive for her, and James is definitely channeling his energies in the right place, and it sounds like there's a great community out there in Clahan rallying around the family as well.